Bloomberg Surveillance with Michael McKee and Tom Keane. On demand via our Bloomberg Radio Plus app. Free for iPhone and Android devices.
He writes blistering must-read research notes for Oppenheimer and Company out of Cairo University in Chemical Engineering and New York University. Fadel Gate. Fadel, an honor to have you on today. You have in a stunning single sentence in your report, OPEC will implode. Why does $42 barrel oil get OPEC to the point of crisis?
Well, a couple of things. They really have a failed business model. They will have to have higher oil prices forever to sustain their economies because their domestic consumption is eating away big portion of their potential export. So therefore, they have dwindling sales volume. And in order for them to stay in place, they will have to have significantly higher oil price. So it's the chicken or the egg situation. Higher oil prices will bring more frackers into the fold, and we are likely to see higher production from shale formation in the U.S.
We are so quickly from 47 to a 42 handle. Does Fadel Gate have a price where institutions or nations react? Or in the same question, do we have a price where markets so-called clear?
Well, there is no question in my mind that the $42 oil price is not sustainable. The $100 oil was not sustainable either. Unfortunately, in this business, having been in this business more than 30 years, there is no happy medium or happy middle. Either they love them to death or they hate them to death. Now we are in the hate them as much as you can. I do believe the longer oil prices remain at the current level, the bigger the rebound is likely to be, percentage-wise. However, I do not see $80 oil or $90 oil anytime soon. It could take us years before we get back to what I call a normalized price level, which is about $75 to $80 oil.
Fadel, this is Barry Ritholtz. You mentioned we're in the hate-em stage. So the naturally next question is, how far can the hate-em go? We've seen forecasts of 30 and 20, and Tom mentioned Gary Schilling actually had an article out about $10 oil. Really, how much can buyers actually hate oil?
Well, there is no such a thing as $10 oil because, you know, you really have to, at the end of the day, the operating cost would be probably $20. That is, you know, in the U.S. and Canada. That is excluding capital cost. Capital cost is between $20 and $30. So you really need about $60 oil in order for North American, oil to see the oil market. So $10 oil, $20 oil, people can say anything they want, but at the end of the day, sustainable level cannot be below $50. I would say even $60.
Okay, fine. I mean, but the fact is we're at 42. Let me ask the money question for all of our listeners. Does this dollar for dollar, tick for tick play over to a gallon of gas? I mean, can I go $42.92 and know I'm going to be at $1.98 or whatever? Well, John Tucker, where are you now on a gallon of gas?
$2.20.
Do we go down 10% from here, Fadel?
Well, again, it will have to be a function of oil prices. So if we have $42 oil, that means that there is a dollar cost here because of oil price. But then you have the manufacturing, the storage, the profit margin. So we could see definitely lower oil prices, lower gasoline prices. We have gasoline prices went up by 20% over the last 6 or 7 weeks because Brent prices moved up sharply. We have to remind our listener that Brent dictates the price of gasoline at home. It's not WTI.
Well, still, but $53.15 is a long way from 60. Barry, one quick question.
So
please.
Let's talk a little bit about what's going on with Saudi Arabia. They surprised everybody by saying, hey, we're not going to cut back production and we really don't care where price goes. What was the thinking about that? Was it really about market share or are they punishing Syria and Russia?
Well, you know, not Syria. They're punishing the Iranians and the Russians because of their interference, obviously, in the Middle East. But beyond that, we have to remember that for, you know, Saudi Arabia is basically losing about $250 million a day, and OPEC is losing $1.2 billion a day in oil exports revenue because of the $40 or $45 price collapse from its high a year ago.
Fadel Gate with us, with Oppenheimer and Company. Fadel, how does Exxon or Chevron or Anadarko or the others, how do they respond at $42.43 a barrel versus $62 or $63 a barrel?
They will have to push back a lot of projects. They will only drill the best wells they have in their portfolio. It is going to be more quality than quantity. There are a lot of things that they will be able to do, but longer term is going to have, obviously, a significant impact on their planning cycle. Looking at $85 oil is completely different from looking at, say, $65 oil. So there are a lot of projects will have to be re-examined, will have to be re-engineered, will have to be repriced in order for them to go through.
I mean, I look at this, Barry Ritholtz, and just the idea of devolving this down to what do you do given $43 barrel. Barry, jump in here with Fadel Gate.
So my question for Fadel, beyond the last one on Saudi Arabia, is how likely is this going to be to persist? Are we going to see? I know we are looking for fair value in the 70 to 80 range, but can oil prices stay below $50 for a number of quarters or beyond?
Yes. But again, the longer oil prices remain excessively depressed, the more of or the stronger the rebound is likely to be. Because at the end of the day, people say we are running out of gas. Simply put, the world needs 90 million barrels a day. We get some hiccups when we lose 1 million barrels a day, Libya or wherever, you see a spike in oil prices. Now, if oil prices remain at $50 level for a prolonged period of time, I'm talking about quarters, not months or weeks, I think you are going to see a completely different way of handling investment and mergers and acquisition will skyrocket because there will be survival of the fittest. We've seen this cycle before over the last 30 years. We have seen that after every cycle, you see completely different makeup of the industry.
I don't disagree with any of that analysis. I would point out respectively, sir, that we haven't found a bottom yet. The technical construction of the chart of oil, I can't figure out where it's going. Do you have a, you know, plus or minus $5 or $10 where the bottom is in this time series?
Well, I do believe that we are going to see a flatter oil price for a lot longer than many people have thought. But the question is, can we go lower? Yes, we can go lower, but that really does not define a bottom for me. What is the sustainable bottom and for how long? That is the $64 question. And even when we talk to Exxon or Chevron, they do believe, you know, Chevron for one, they said this could be another replay of 1986, where oil prices went from $40 to $9 in a few months.
Fadel, we've heard that a lot of the supply that's come online in the United States, courtesy of expanded drilling and more fracking and just a wildcat era, is responsible for a lot of the price decline. But the question that leads to is, what does the price decline do to the profitability of this fracking? Do we lose this source of supply, or is this something that fracking can just wait until prices go back up?
That's exactly what it's going to be. I mean, we are not going to unlearn what we've already learned. So it's going to be a matter of price. Lower oil prices will slow down completion and drilling. Higher oil prices will bring them back. It really depends. Now, the industry, on the other hand, is actually, you know, again, doing a lot of things to lower cost, supply. For example, oil service companies are giving them break on volume and whatever. So a lot of companies see the $50 oil is the equivalent of $70 oil we had a year ago. So because lower cost, more efficiency is going to bring down the break-even point and expand margin.
Okay. How does this play out for your outperforms? Critically, if you have many outperform stocks in FIDL, you've got some market performs as well. When does a pro like you, who's got a rationalization of what you do with a company, when do you have to shift that?
Well, a couple of things. One, all these equities will have to be repriced because no matter what we say, if we said these companies will earn X at $70 oil, but guess what? We don't have $70 oil.
Thank you.
So therefore, we have to be more realistic. Half of the domestic producers are going to lose money this year at the current strip. So the first quarter of this year is going to be the worst quarter in many years. More than half of the companies will show red ink. Now, going forward, what happened is that break-even point is declining. Right now, most of the companies reported 10% drop in break-even point. By the end of this year, it's going to be between 20 and 30%. So the companies that were under pressure on say, $70 oil, they will actually be better off at $55 oil because of the lower cost structure.
Okay, Fido Gabe, thank you so much.
Bloomberg Surveillance, weekday mornings at 7 Eastern, in New York on Bloomberg 1130, in Boston on 1200 AM and 94.5 FM HD2, in San Francisco on 960 AM and 103.7 FM HD2, and Sirius XM Satellite Radio Channel 119. Copyright 2014 Bloomberg LP.